Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
My name is Ellen.
Yeah.
This is famous book. My name's Ellen.
Hi, Alonzo.
Hi.
Good. Oh, you're talking now.
Yeah, I thought he beat me.
Well, let me not interrupt you. I'll come back.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Is this the book about his work?
Sure.
His work?
Yes.
Can I look at it?
You got your tape still on?
Mm-hmm.
Now the conversation going on there. You're talking about the same thing.
Oh, that's all right. Let me write this down. I'd like to look for this one. No, actually, I came by to interview Mr.
Oh!
He's not here,
I
so...
I have to walk in to be your guest.
Someone else's guest. That's what it's all about.
Young ladies here from the University of Georgia, and Philip is here. Uh-huh. Okay?
We just have a whole ass full of interviews today.
This is some of the souvenirs. I could talk to boy.
Okay.
Well,
excuse me. I think I need to put you up front because you're going to hear distracting noises in your tape. So why don't you cut your tape off and go up to the living room, and then you'll hear a little less whatever noise.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
And I just got to tell my husband, so he should be here in another room. I called the travel agency, and he just left the travel agency, and he just called me.
Okay.
On his way home from the church.
Okay.
Oh. So let's go to the living room.
All right.
Did you turn it off? Otherwise, you'll just squeeze it.
Give me a word in the edge, we just know how that would be better. So I get my doing.
Yeah.
With the book and
George
the other
is a
thing.
Right. He's going to put George on.
You know what I'm talking about.
So y'all be comfortable and please excuse him.
Okay.
He'll take care of
y'all. All right.
Any other questions?
That's the electrician out there.
Any other question you got tape on now.
Mm-hmm.
On. Okay. Keep on talking.
Well, you know what's interesting to tell me more than I know what to ask, really.
Well, I think the most interesting thing was coming from Daniel's Island. 8 years old, coming to Charleston. I'll be 78 tomorrow, so I think I would hit the key things. You know how I got here and why I ran in the blacksmith shop and why I choose the blacksmith shop than any other shop, because a lot of action, as I have foresaid, a lot of action was going on in the blacksmith shop, and I, at that particular time, a boy my age, 13, 12, 15 years old, they like a lot of action. Seeing the horses, putting shoes on the horses and putting the anvil going to fire and the spark flying. I said, oh, that's the place I want to be. And get paid too, to be in places like that, you know. Getting $1.50 a week after school. And when I quit school to help my sisters to go through school, then I was 13, so I ran the blacksmith shop as an apprentice, and I stayed in there up until I retired after that. So that's a long time. And blacksmith shop come from the shoe shine, selling paper. You couldn't become apprentice, but you could sell paper at the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. You want to put down that shoe shine box and go into something else that you get a big batch of dollars more.
Mm-hmm.
And I had loved two things. I had loved the blacksmith shop, I love the work. Then most particularly, I love money. I wanted to be independent of my parents always. And I've been able to make my own dollars, keep it in my pocket. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Simmons, I was reading your book, and I have a curious question. You were